This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome to another episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 373. We're up to the next film on the MonsterVerse franchise watch through. We're up to Godzilla, King of the Monsters from 2019. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. And my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, I know we're going to be going through some box office numbers. Yeah. We're going to be doing some Rotten Tomatoes scores. But what was your initial reaction when you seen this in 2019?
Okay, this one, I saw this at the theater. Again, another movie we reviewed. I remember liking it. And I remember liking it less than Godzilla 2014 at the time that I saw it. I was like, I don't like that one as much. But I still enjoyed it. And I have not seen it since. This is my first time watching it since 2019. It's been 5 years since I've even looked at this movie. As a matter of fact, all of the rest of these, this one, Godzilla vs. Kong, and then, well, Godzilla X Kong just came out this year. But I've only seen them one time. I never rewatched any of them. Not saying good or bad. I'm just saying I only saw them at the theater, and that was it.
Yeah, I saw this in the theater. Me and my wife went because she's a big Godzilla fan.
Okay.
She loves her Godzilla. So we went to see this one in the theater. I remember I liked this one a lot. I thought this was better than 14.
Ooh, okay.
But I thought because of the action, I was like, oh, this one has more of that monster action where the other one wasn't. We saw more Godzilla in this one more than the other one.
Yeah.
So I was in that front. Now it's been ages since I've seen it.
2014 was more Jaws. This was more straight action. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one, I was just like, okay. But I did enjoy it for what it was. I remember my favorite scene was the when he went and he was shot
at the end with the nuclear.
When he became a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. I said, oh, wow. Came out the theater. I was all pumped. I was like, yeah, this is cool. But it's been 5 years since I've seen it.
Oh, you also haven't seen it since
the theater. Since 2019.
All right. Well, let's see if anything's changed. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe you love it. Right, maybe so I love it. I don't know.
It'll be funny, but let's see. Box office. This was a budget of $170 million.
Okay.
Now, coming from the cast, because this is a big ass cast, right?
Yes.
You got Molly Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, right? She's the daughter. Rhea Farmiga. We all know her from Lorraine Warren.
Kyle Chandler again from King Kong 2005. From King Kong,
yeah, 2005. He's back. He's now, and then you got my man Lannister, the father.
Yeah.
Charles Dance.
Yeah, Ken Watanabe is back from the last movie. We got Ice Cube, son. We got Anthony Ramos.
Yeah.
You got, who else is in this? There's someone else famous. I don't remember right now, but there's a lot of people in this. You're right.
It's a lot. So $170 million budget. Did the audience suck it up? Did they say, wow, this is, you know, an ensemble. We were ready for this. Well, came in at a worldwide total of 387.
Oh, this thing went down.
This thing dropped by like 100+ million since the last Godzilla movie. Yeah.
Which is weird when I say something. It's going to be weird that it made so much less.
Well, I want to ask you this before we go into Rotten Tomatoes score. Because of the money drop, do you feel like tonally that could be the reason why this movie dropped? Because the tone is different between Godzilla 2014 to this movie.
Very.
So do you think that could have been a factor?
Yes. This doesn't feel anything like Godzilla 2014. As a matter of fact, I think we mentioned this last time. None of the rest of the movies feel like Godzilla 2014. None of them. They get, for lack of a better term, they get progressively more stupid as they go along.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, that could have had an effect on it. Because even the trailer, like, there's a lot going on in this movie, too. Like, and it's this one's long, too. 2 hours and 15 minutes or so. Maybe. And maybe it didn't have a lot of rewatchers. Like, maybe people didn't go back and see it twice. They were like, you know what? One time was good enough.
And 5 years later, we watched it again.
Look at us. We didn't go back. We didn't see it again. So, I don't know. Maybe it could have been.
All right. So, let's check out the Rotten Tomato scores.
So, here's why I think that's weird. Because I don't think it's weird. The critic score is not good. The critic score is a 42. This is a 42. This is a minus 33% from Kong Skull Island. Minus 33 and a minus 32 from the first Godzilla. Okay. So not great. But here's why it's weird. This movie made the least. I think that's the least out of all of them. Because I'm pretty sure the two next ones made more than 300 something. 83% audience score, which is a plus 13. Yeah, it's a plus 13. And it's actually the highest out of these first three movies. That's the highest audience score, 83. So the audience that chose to review it really liked it. But you know what it is? Maybe the general audiences just were not. They were like, nah, that looks like crazy. That looks like silly. That looks like a silly goose movie. I don't want to go see it. I don't know.
Silly goose movie.
Yeah. So 83 and 42, a very big gap also between critics and audiences.
That's a shock. That's weird. A shock. Cause I mean, $387 million at the box office.
The budget was what?
170.
I mean, it was probably like, it didn't lose money for them, but it didn't really make money. They probably made $1 million. They're like, well, at least we broke even.
Yeah. I mean, still crazy though. But anyway, all right. So we did that. Let's get to the lead characters, right? You got the ensemble that we just said, plus Godzilla. So what you got?
Okay. Let's start with Godzilla this time. We always go with the humans first. I'm going to start with Godzilla. Okay. I gave him a 4. He does that thing again. He's barely in this movie. He's not even in this movie that much. And that's one of my right out the gate. One of my problems with it. Godzilla, king of the monsters. Only shows up part-time for work. He's only a part-time worker. Okay?
Part-time worker.
He's a part-time worker. We already got this in the first movie, right? We already got the whole, like, okay, they wanted to build up to the reveal of Godzilla. We've seen him. We know what he looks like. We don't got to do this again, but they do it again. I do like the little intro scene where he's swimming in the water and like the blue light is going off. There's some cool stuff in this movie. I'm not going to lie. With Godzilla. But he's still like absent for most. He randomly pops up. The scene, we'll get to it in action, but the scene with Rodan and they're over the water and he just like randomly jumps out the water and I'm like, where was this dude for the last, like, what was he doing? And then he comes at the end. So he's not in it all that much. However, the reason it's automatic 4, he can't be a 5 because of that, but is the scene you talked about. When my man's is all red and has like nuclear lava running through him, sick. That is a smart thing to do because you have to, with these movies, the way they're going, you have to sort of do something a little different, right? First movie had the blue vroom, 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 laser breath. All right, now he has that. What else does he got? Oh, if he gets super mega charged, he becomes like a EMP blasting, you know, radiation bomb. I love that. That was a great touch. So I gave him a 4. The humans, I like the humans in this better than the first movie. I like Kyle Chandler. I like the dad. I think his character is better than Aaron Taylor Johnson in the first movie. Because Aaron Taylor Johnson, if you remember, we said he just like accidentally runs into Godzilla all the time. Wherever he goes, it's like, oh, you're here too. At least this guy's like, he goes on the mission with Monarch. Yeah. It makes sense. He's a science guy, but he is reluctant. He's like, y'all are idiots. I wish you would just kill these things. He wants to save his daughter. I could get behind that, right? His daughter's with this crazy woman, his ex-wife. So I like him a lot. And I do like the supporting cast. They're fun. Ken Watanabe is great in this one. Again, as Dr. Serizawa, I like him. He has a nice ending. They did the girl dirty, though. The Sally Hawkins. She dies, and it's like very unceremonious. But overall, I gave the leads a 4. I gave all of it a 4 combined. 4 and 4.
Okay.
Oh, I'm interested to see what you say here.
Godzilla, I gave it a 4. I do agree with everything you said about Godzilla. He wasn't here and there, but I did like the design. The design on this one was way better. I know a lot of people got their nitpicks on the designs of all these Godzilla movies, but I think I liked him in this one. He looked like a little pudgy lizard.
He's fat. He got fat legs.
He's mad. He's like a pudgy lizard. And I was like, oh, he looks so cute.
Yeah.
But he doesn't show up much. And I do agree with you. I like the whole shark thing that he's like his blue when they were like shut the shutters and all that crap. I thought that all worked well. I like his designs of the screaming when he screams. Thought it was pretty cool, loud and vibrant. A second before, let's get to the humans.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the humans.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, let me just tell you, to me is what makes the movie a little bit weak. And I can see why now the movie didn't do much money in the box office. You do get a lot of monsters in this movie. Yes, but we'll talk about that in the villains because we got like tons of villains in this movie.
Yes.
But in terms of the humans, I do understand why they did what they did. I just feel like if this is a monster movie, I just wanted to watch monster movies. I didn't like Vera Farmiga's character. Like for me, the scene when she's about to shoot when she's about to blow up the three-headed dragon thing.
King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah, right? He was like, Emma, what are you doing? And then she grabs it. She goes, run. First of all, let's be honest. We all would have shot her. There's earlier, no way.
She's the bad guy.
Yeah, I would have shot. Like I told my wife, I said, I don't understand what was the whole thing of holding a gun up if you're just not going to shoot her. Like they should have had him at least shoot Charles Dance or shoot one of the other guys with a gun to put the point across, like, lady, don't pick up that detonator. But then you had the sniper having her on target and still allowed her to pull the button, to push the button. And I was just like, nah, that didn't fly with me. But anyway, it made you hate her even more because she's the one who let loose all these monsters. And I just felt like certain characters were annoying, like Molly Bobby Brown's character. I thought she was annoying in this movie because I didn't know which way she was going. Like, she was there going, dad, in the middle of the bridge. And then she was like, medicine. And then she moved back. And I'm like, well, what did this guy do so bad that she can't go to his own?
I think that's what they say. Like, he,
but throughout the whole movie,
but he was trying to reconnect in a genuine way. But the whole, once you found out your mom's a psycho, why would you even?
Exactly. And then the thing is, like, throughout the whole movie, they're making, she's, Vera Farmiga's making the dad look even worse when he was just there to try to get his daughter back and kill Godzilla. Right. And he's just like, what are you doing? And I don't know. That's my only reasoning with the humans. I just felt like certain aspects, I was just like, it's just stupid. It's just one of those like horror movies where you go, why will you go down to the stairs when the guy's waiting for you, but you're still going to go down the stairs?
Yeah.
It just irked me. So the human side irked me, but not the villains. Humans.
Okay.
Charles Dance's characters was cool.
What'd you give them?
But we'll talk about that. In terms of all of it together, I gave a 4 Godzilla, 2 to the humans. So, 3. So I guess it's going to fall between 3.
It's a 3.
A 3?
Yep. A 4. Right? Yep. 6 divided by. Yep. A 3.
Yeah. 3. Yeah.
Buoyed by Godzilla because you gave the humans a 2.
Yeah. If it wasn't for Godzilla, yeah.
Fair enough. I could see that. I could totally see that. All right. So.
Villain.
Okay.
So you got Rodan.
Oh.
You got the 3 dragons. You got King Charles Ghidorah, Dance. You got Emma.
And Vera Farmiga. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We might, you know what? You said something, we might go opposite on this. I don't know. I gave the humans a 3. They're so annoying. I'll tell you why I don't like it. I like Charles Dance as an actor. Yeah. I love him on Game of Thrones. I loved him in Last Action Hero with his crazy eyes, where he's like different eyeballs and stuff like that.
Did you like him in The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy?
Oh God, no. Yeah, I like him in The Golden Child. Yeah, he's pretty good in that movie. He's always a bad guy, pretty much.
Yeah,
doesn't get enough screen time. He's an eco-terrorist. I hate that term. Yeah. Eco-terrorist. Okay. whatever.
Okay.
Terrorist who loves Earth too much. Like, get out of here. And then Vera Farmiga, she works for Monarch, develops this thing that gives off a signal that makes the monster think she's the alpha. Oh, we didn't even score Mothra in the lead good guys. Mothra's cool. I still don't, it doesn't change anything.
4. Mothra?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. I will give her a 4.
Yeah, she's a 4. She's good. Like Godzilla. Okay, she works for Monarch. She creates this thing that gives off the alpha signal or whatever. And see, this is... Okay, I'll save it for storyline. I don't like villains whose goal... Where their goal, also, they will die. You know what I mean? Like, your big plan... All right, let me get this straight. Your big plan is to release the monsters so that they kill, like, billions of people. To get rid of people. Too many people, right? Because she's like, overpopulation and pollution and nuclear war. Okay, so you want them to kill all the people, which will probably be you too. You will probably die from this. But the Earth will have a chance to survive. I hate that. I think that's a stupid motivate. I'd rather they just be like, I want $8 billion. Because I could understand that. I could understand wanting $8 billion so you can live like a king. To die... To just, unless, and it's not even like the most righteous, I don't think it's the most righteous cause for me of like, you know, we need to reset the balance of Earth by letting, no, you're crazy. 3. Now, monster villains, 5. I give the Mutos a 5. King Ghidorah is an absolute beast. He's an alien, which is weird. I wish they like showed where he came from more, but he's not from Earth. He's like a Hydra. You bite his head off, he gets another head. It's pretty gross, but it's pretty cool. I actually like Rodan a lot. I wish Rodan... One thing I think they messed up here with is by putting multiple of these monsters in one movie. I think it should have... King Ghidorah is big enough and tough enough that it could have just been him without needing Rodan. Rodan could have been a villain for a third movie. He looks cool. I like his... I think he has the best... I'll save that for action also. I keep wanting to say stuff and it's for another section. Anyway, I like Rodan a lot, but King Ghidorah, if the Mutos were a 5 for me, this guy's like a 5+. He's like insane. He beats Godzilla most of the time until he goes mega supersonic nuclear. He keeps beating him. He has like, he makes a freaking hurricane everywhere he flies. He has lightning that shoots out everywhere. So yeah, he's pretty cool. I give him a 5. I give the humans a 3. So a 4 combined.
Okay. I'll start with the monsters. I gave them a 5.
Okay.
I liked them a lot. My favorite one is the one that came out of the volcano.
Rodan.
Yeah, I liked him. Yeah, I liked him awesome. The best. I agree. His abilities would have been so much better as a standalone. Because I bet he shoots fire. I bet he does.
Well, I don't know. He flies over the city that everything gets destroyed because he's so big. And the wind just like, I love that.
Yeah, because he's flapping those wings. I was just awesome. Like, holy shit. I agree. The three-headed dragons, I thought they were cool when they sucked up the electricity. And then they all stood there and then you saw everything getting zapped from the ceiling. I mean, from the air. You see all the airplanes and helicopters crashing.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, they're actually pretty cool. They turned into a hurricane on the satellites. And I was like, I like the character. A lot of destructions with those guys. Yeah. And I was just like, you know, that's what you want in these type of movies. I mean, I don't know how much money the United States is going to pay to build all those places. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy that a lot. I thought it was really fun. Then you had the, oh my God. Yeah, those two. So I gave them a 5.
Yeah.
Now the human side, I gave them a 2.
Oh, a 2. Okay, you went even lower than me.
I went even lower because, like, to be honest with you, this movie's not about them. Yes, they did unleash. And I'm going to be honest with you. I understand her plan, but her plan was really stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, if she didn't think about it, like, really, really think about it, it's pretty stupid. Because once she realized that the machine is not the ones that are releasing all these things, and it was the three-headed dragon, Agent Zero, or whatever the hell it was.
Monster Zero.
Yeah, Monster Zero. I mean, she couldn't do nothing anyway. Mm-hmm. And then she looked even worse in her daughter's eyes, because she's like, you're a monster. And I was like, well, whatever, lady. Like,
Godzilla killed her son, so her big idea is to just kill the whole rest of the earth. Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And make the father look bad at the same time. Where he's taking photos for like Natural Geographics.
Yeah, like, he's chilling. Like watching wolves eat. And then this, you're gonna make this guy look like he's such a douchebag. Come on. You're the one.
He's not even drinking or nothing. He's just watching wolves get eaten and taking photos, sending to his daughter. Yeah, it's just weird. But yeah, the humans, you know, Charles Dance, I wish he was more the villain. Mm. I wanted him to take her and take the orca, and he's the one that's like, how the hell does this shit work? He's the one that releases everything. And then you see the twist of him saying, this was your idea the whole time. Like, you know what I mean? Make it look like she's not the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's the one is.
But that don't happen.
But yeah. But it, I mean, at the end of everything, I gave it a 5.2. So that would be another 3.
Yeah. 3.5. 5 and 2 would be a 3.5 total.
Yeah. So 3.5 for me and villain. Okay. Action scenes.
All right. So this is where I have pros and cons. Pro. Mm. Destroyed Fenway Park. Get that. Get Boston. Get them out of here. Get the Red Sox out of here. They could have destroyed the whole of Boston. I don't care. Wash it away. Destroy it. Okay, all jokes aside, I love the Rodan scene. Love it. I love the way he looks coming out of the volcano. He looks sick when he's flying over Mexico City or whatever that is, and just like everything's getting destroyed. Awesome. The scene where he's like eating the planes out of the air. I love the scale of it. Imagine that's scary. That part is like the scariest part. Like they're flying and you just see this giant head of this thing and it grabs him with its feet and bites it.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was sick. The guy does the ejector seat, goes right into his mouth like a tic tac, you know.
That was funny.
And then I like the part where you fly sideways and he just starts destroying them like in a awesome.
With the wing, yeah.
That's my favorite action scene of this whole movie because the rest of it, Alex, I don't really like. Ooh. And I don't know if this is going to be controversial or not, but now I remember what I hated. These are ugly action scenes. They're poorly filmed. I think Michael Dougherty was the wrong choice to direct this. He came from horror. He did a couple of horror movies before this. Trick or Treat, which is like a small indie film, and Krampus, which was fun. But he does not get the spectacle. He does not shoot these well. First of all, the first scene with King Ghidorah and Godzilla is in a damn blizzard. You can't see anything. It's dark. There's snow everywhere. All you see is lights. Lights flashing. And you see, you know, big things, but you can't really clearly see. Then the rest of the movie is just raining the whole time. It's nighttime. It's raining in the city. Like when Rodan and Mothra are fighting, you cannot even comprehend what's happening for the most part. Unless Rodan flies up and comes, you know, you could see that. But I think it's ugly looking. I don't like the way it's shot. And we had a problem with the first movie with them doing cutaways during the action. Here, they don't do cutaways, but I can't make out what's happening a lot of the times. So I actually didn't like the action that as much as I remembered, except the Rodan scene. I gave it a 3.
Whoa. I gave it a 3. Well, you know what? You're going to be shocked.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't too crazy with the action.
Oh, okay.
I thought, but I don't mean that like you went straight
I was mad.
You were really angry.
Yeah.
I think the scale, he didn't, okay, Perfect example. Mothra, they show him, right? They show the moth looking shit. Huge, right? You see big.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, that's a big freaking thing. It spits out webs, right? And you're like, whoa, this is big. But when it fights Rodan, it looks like a little fucking bug. You didn't notice that when it threw him against the wall? It was like mad small. And I was like, wait a minute. So you show me from a big perspective as mad huge in wings.
Yeah.
But when it's fighting something that's similar in size, it's 10 times smaller and it looks like a bug. Yeah. Like, I think that the perspective of the direct, like, I didn't understand that because it should have been the same length. Yeah. I mean, and when it stabbed him, it looked like the little tail was like smaller than, should have been a bigger. I mean, I didn't even know it had, to be honest with you, you're right. I didn't even know it had a thing in the butt.
Yeah.
To like a stinger. Yeah. I didn't even see it had stingers. So, because I was like, when it came out the first time, we should have showed the stinger when it was attacking the humans.
Well, I think it was, because remember, it went in the cocoon.
When it came out the cocoon.
Oh, yeah. When it came out, well, yeah, it didn't attack the people. It was friend. It's friendly.
Yeah, it was spitting out. To be really honest with you, Mothra didn't look like it was trying to hurt the humans. It just shot the webs, and it would, and she slapped one into the web.
Yeah, they electrocute, and because they were freaking trying to kill it, it defended itself, but it never attacked.
No, I was on her side on this. Yeah, I was Mothra's side.
Mothra's benevolent. Mothra's here to help.
She was nice, but I do agree. Like, that was my only nitpick, but I do agree with you. Some of the fights, I wasn't too crazy. I did like the ones with Rodan. But like I said, my favorite part of the movie is the ending when he's supercharged nuclear.
Yeah.
And then when he did the foot stomp and you see everything melting around him, and I was like, oh, he's about to fucking, he's about to go off.
Yeah.
And I liked it. He just went straight, you know, woo, 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 and then just shot the whole thing.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought that was a very genius move. I do agree with you. The Rodan flying scene is the best scene of the film, but I do like the fight in the Fenway area because it destroys baseball ballpark. And I was just like, cool. Now they have to build that shit up from the ground up.
Boston, that's going to cost them
so much money.
Yep.
Freaking. But yeah, I gave it a 4.
Okay.
I thought it was great, but it was just way too much fighting.
I think it's funny, right? Because it would be higher than me. It was ugly. I thought a lot of the action was ugly. It didn't look cool.
Yeah, I felt like it was too much. I felt like if it was just the three-headed dragons, I would have been like, oh, yeah, this is good. But you had three-headed dragons. You had Rodan. You had Mothra versus Rodan. Then you had the other ones, right? Walking around Mastodon. The earth. Yeah, you had a mammoth, a big mammoth fucking creature walking. I will say this, though, because I didn't even notice this until I watched this. And I was like, wow, this was in the movie? When they all came to him and they all kneeled to him, Rodan kneeled to him, and Godzilla was just like, he was just standing there like, oh, wow, everyone's giving me respect. I thought
Rodan was dead. He gets stabbed in the chest, falls like he's dead, and then all of a sudden he's there bowing like freaking like him. Like, what is going on here?
He was like this with his wing holding on. He was just like, about to you. Yeah, that whole bowing thing, I was like, okay, that was cool, but way too much characters. Yeah. That's just me. But I give it a 4, you gave it a 3 storyline.
Also a 3. I don't think it's that good. Let me correct it. Not that good, I would probably be lower. It's generic. This feels like a disaster movie storyline where there's like a million characters. They're all doing, like, if you substitute these monsters for like earthquakes and tornadoes, this is just a disaster movie. Remind me of like 2012. We gotta all get together. There's bunkers where we could restart human life. We gotta get to the bunkers. Like, literally, make Godzilla an earthquake, make King Ghidorah a hurricane, make, you know, make Rodan a volcano. That's what it is. And as such, it's just okay. It's whatever. I don't know. I was not into it as much watching this. It's too long. And they should have could have shaved a good 25, 30 minutes off of this thing, to be honest with you. And then they really start leaning into the what I talked about in Kong Skull Island. They really start leaning into the monarch stuff. And then that's where it doesn't make any sense to me. Because in Godzilla 2014, they don't hint that they have all these sites. They have 57 sites all around the world. And they have people making all. I'm like, where was all this in the last movie? Like, how come none of this existed? We just had the Japanese guy and the white lady flying around in a helicopter. But apparently they have a airplane that's the size of like a huge airplane. They got underground bunkers and technology. And there's no way they made all this stuff in the last 4 or 5 years since Godzilla. There's no way. I don't know. It was a little annoying. And I was like, I don't. This is where it really starts getting stupid. It really starts getting stupid. And the next two movies, spoiler, very stupid. But I'm okay with stupid if you do other stuff well. And I feel like this is stupid and just does other stuff okay. I gave it a 3.
I gave it a 3 also. I wasn't too crazy with the storyline. I do agree with you. The whole monarch thing is just so weird. I didn't like the characters. I didn't I didn't attach myself. I was more with the dad a little bit. But other than that, I just felt like the human story just did not work for me as much in this movie. I enjoyed Godzilla for what it was on screen, but it did more action than the other one. So I can't, you know, you can't have a cake and eat it too at the same time. I get whatever the stupid verb is, but yeah. I feel like this could have been so much better if they flushed out more the story and the fighting. I just think they threw so much shit at the wall and say, what sticked? And let's see if it works. Because they could have did this movie for less budget. 180 or 170, yeah. I feel like it was. I just feel they could have knocked off a little bit more CGI and everything. And I think I would have been okay with it. But yeah, I gave it a 3. I was like, eh. Yeah. Okay, overall.
3. This is okay. This movie's okay. I could watch it. I own it. I won't get rid of it. I think especially if you're doing a MonsterVerse, like watch through, it's fine. It just feels like the funny thing is it's the middle of the franchise, right? Like it's a third out of 5 and it feels like the middle. Like you start off with a really good one, tonally different, but, and then Kong Skull Island introduces Kong. Awesome. And then you get here and it's like, it feels like they made the movie, but didn't really like, they just wanted to put a bunch of monsters in it. You know, and they didn't have a great story for it, but they're like, you know what though? We got King Ghidorah. He's a very famous adversary. Rodan. Let's see how many we can get in here. Mothra. It's a lot of fan service. If you're like a diehard Godzilla fan,
yeah.
It's like it's too overstuffed. It's overcrowded. All the stuff we said about Peter Jackson's Kong, I feel the same way about this, even though it's shorter. Like it's too, and you said it, there's too much stuff. They just threw everything at the wall. Let's see what sticks. Put it in there. We got a ton of characters. Some of them are funny. Some of them try to be funny and they're not. It's goofy, but then it has, the problem is it's really goofy, but the director took it all serious. You know what I mean? Like these are really dumb things. I think one thing Godzilla vs. Kong and X-Kong do well is it's goofy and the director knows it. So the tone is like, listen, we're not here to be serious. We know you want to see things fight. Here it's like, no, this is serious. These are terrorists trying to take, you know, like it's too serious for such a goofy premise. So for me, it doesn't always work, but it's watchable. I give it a 3.
I gave it a 3 also. I do agree with you 100%. This movie, now I know why I didn't watch it after 5 years.
Yeah, I never wanted to watch it again.
Yeah, I wasn't too crazy with it. I think this is a movie that you could put on one every other 5 years. It was one of those type of movies. I don't get rid of my movies much. I mean, you do, but I don't. But I enjoyed it for what it was. Like, I'm enjoying the watch through. I'm not saying all these movies are horrible or whatever. Some of them are going to be enjoyable that I'm going to like way more than others. Some are going to be first time watches that I might not like, and some I will.
Yeah.
But this one falls in the line of like, I enjoyed it for a popcorn flick. And fun fact, I fell asleep and had to watch it this morning. Finish it.
I like, was up till 1 a.m. watching this.
Yeah, so I watched it halfway right to the fight at Boston. Mm. My wife went, boop, she poked me, and I was just like, what happened? She was like, you fell asleep. And I was like, I gotta finish this in the morning. I was like, I can't just continue watching it. Yeah. And that tells you, because there's other movies that we watched that I stay the whole time watching it. And I'm like, this movie's awesome. This one, I just felt like it didn't engage with me as much. Mm. As when I saw Skull Island, I was really into it. And I guess that one didn't have much CGI, no over-the-top colors, no like things going at the same time. So anyway, I gave it a 3 total points.
17 out of a 25. Yeah, this is my lowest of these. And I'm pretty sure it will end up as the lowest. It's my least favorite. I can easily say that. It's my least favorite of the MonsterVerse movies. I think it's just okay.
Mm-hmm. I give it a 16.5.
Yeah, we're in the ballpark. So. We're in the Fenway Park.
In the Fenway Park.
RIP Fenway Park. That's the best part, that they destroyed Boston. Screw them. I'm just kidding. If you live in Boston, respect. Screw the Red Sox.
Respect.
Yeah.
All right, Nate. So what's coming up next on the podcast? All right.
So next up on the podcast, we're getting in our time machines, and we are traveling back to the year of our Lord, 1998. For a little movie called Godzilla. So we're gonna be doing the Roland Emmerich. This was his next movie right after Independence Day, and we're gonna be reviewing that for you. And then next week we're gonna do a little bit something a little different. The first episode next week will be Godzilla versus Kong. We'll be covering that one. Yeah, so that's gonna be our next two. Godzilla from 1998, and then Godzilla vs. Kong.
All right. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys could follow us on YouTube at Action Movie Guys. We have the entire catalog there for you guys to listen to. And of course, you guys could take us on the go with YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast platform. Other than that, I am your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.